can't go stag to the junior prom. If you don't have a girl, you can't get in.
Don't tell me your troubles. I haven't got a date either. Hey, help me with this thing, will you?
What are you gonna do with it?
Oh, Mom wants outside.
I never saw such a guy. Every time I come over here, I gotta carry something.
Oh, come on, lift.
All it takes to be a friend of yours is a strong back and a weak mind.
Come on, friend.
All the other guys got dates already. Everybody but you and me.
Let's not talk about it, huh?
We got a problem.
Okay, we got a problem.
Get easy. Hey, hey, watch out!
Are you okay? Thanks a lot.
Oh, well, Edie, it doesn't really matter.
Where do you want it, Mom?
Excuse me, Edie. Put it out by the back gate. They'll pick it up when they bring the new one. Why do you look so glum?
What's so funny about carrying a mattress? Mom, could you please get the door?
Excuse me, Ken, Edie. Back up, please.
Hey, where are you going?
I don't know. Where do you want it?
Well, follow me.
Right here.
Oh, my slam. Get back, man. He'll shoot us. Ah,
there. Any other little jobs, like turning the roof around or moving the garage?
No, that's it. Thanks a lot, Smitty. You're a real friend.
So find me a date for the prom.
You're girl crazy.
Yeah. I'll see you, old buddy.
This letter was delivered to our house by mistake. It's for Dr. Alexander Stone. This is where Dr. Stone lives, isn't it?
Dr. Stone? Yeah, I'm he. And I mean, he's me. I mean, this is where he lives.
Being to a doctor, I thought it might be important, so I decided to bring it right over.
Oh. Thanks a lot.
It was a pleasure. Bye.
Bye. Me! Me! Hey!
Hi, Jeff.
Jeff.
To see if you were alive or stuffed. Let it go.
Hello, dear.
Hi, darling. What's wrong with Jeff?
Well, he hasn't been himself today.
Himself? He's standing out there like a cigar store Indian. You sure there's nothing wrong with him? And no bump on the head or anything?
Well, it's probably just one of his moods.
It looks to me as if he were stunned.
Sure you don't have a fever or something?
Hmm. Whatever it is, he still has it. Open your arm. Seems all right.
Me? Oh, I'm fine. I'm great. I never felt better in my whole life. Oh, she brought you this.
She did?
She who?
The girl. The girl in the driveway.
Well, I didn't see anyone. Who was she?
I don't know. I just looked up and... there she was. I've never seen her before, but there she was. Man, she was like nothing you could ever imagine. Think I was dreaming?
It's possible.
But I was wide awake. I know I was. I mean, she was real. She was a real girl. Pat, she was a real girl. I'm not kidding, Dad. I couldn't even begin to describe her. You think she lives around here?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Have you seen any new girls in the neighborhood?
Not that I can recall.
Well, Dad, she must live around here somewhere because she said that letter had been delivered to her house by mistake.
That sounds logical.
And she must be new in town, or else I would have seen her.
Figures.
You know, Dad, when I saw her, I got a feeling in my stomach, like I was going down in an elevator. I couldn't even talk.
This must have been quite a girl.
Oh, man, let me tell you, Dad, she was like nothing you ever saw.
Let her get away without even asking her name.
I couldn't even think of my own. I was having trouble breathing.
Brother.
Hey, if I could take her to the prom, oh, I gotta find her. But how'll I find her?
Well, go out and look for her. Scour the neighborhood.
But how? Dad, I can't go from door to door asking people if a pretty girl lives there. What would you do?
Don't ask me. I have a pretty girl.
You're a big help.
Not yet. Come on, don't give up. Faint heart ne'er won fair lady. If you want to find this girl, you'll find her.
She just walked away and vanished. Into the blue. It's like she'd gone through a mirror. I don't even know her name.
Jeff, will you please hurry? We're going to be here all night. If I didn't get the pan clean, get it back to me. I'll wash it again.
Oh, Mom!
Here, put this away, please. Jeff. Would you come back here, please?
Sure.
The refrigerator is over there. Jeff.
Hmm?
Goodbye.
Hmm?
Go. Just go.
Problems?
Your son. He isn't even with us. If we don't find that girl, he's going to go to pieces completely. I mean, he's really out to lunch.
Well, any luck?
I have been to every house in this neighborhood. I told him I was selling subscriptions to a paper.
Yeah. And?
Not a sign of her. I didn't even get any subscriptions. Oh, well, I guess I'll go to bed.
All right, good night, Jeff. Well?
Well, what?
Good night.
I gather you haven't seen her yet.
Nothing. Just the milkman and a couple of dogs.
Well, don't give up, Lochinvar. If I see a dream walking, I'll let you know.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Hi, Smitty.
Man, have I got something to tell you. I found a girl.
Great.
I'm telling you, this is the girl I'm going to take to the junior prom. If it kills me, I'm going to take her.
So what else is new?
Come on, you got to see her. She works down at the mall shop.
I've seen the girl that works at the mall shop. Susie Hodenmeyer.
Oh, isn't Susie Hodenmeyer. This is a new one. One I've never seen before. I just walked in there, and va-va-va-boom! I tell you, she's a nuclear blast.
Smitty, I've got other things on my mind.
Oh, come on, be a pal. Come down to the malt shop with me.
Look, Smitty, I've seen the girls you picked.
But you haven't seen this one. Besides, I gotta get back there and ask her before somebody else grabs her.
You were down there. Why didn't you ask her then?
Well, I was alone. I didn't even talk to her. Oh, you gotta come with me.
I don't want to come with you.
Oh, you gotta. This is a two-man job. Oh, come on. Brace yourself, old buddy, because this is really going to rock you. Maybe you better put your sunglasses on.
Oh, come on, Smitty. Where is she?
Down there. Now, let's walk up to the counter sort of casual. You know, like we just dropped in.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Hello there.
Hi.
Would you like a menu?
A menu? You want a menu?
No, I'll just have a chocolate sundae.
Yeah, two chocolate sundaes. What did I tell you? Is that the girl to end all girls or not?
She's great.
You didn't believe me. You didn't think I could pick them. Oh, this doll is mine. Now what'll I do?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I can't come right out and ask her to go to the prom with me. I don't even know her name.
So what do you want me to do?
Help me. You know, if we got kind of a conversation going between the three of us.
Well, leave me out of it, Smitty.
Well, you can't back out now. You came down here to help me. Okay, don't say anything. Here she comes.
You wanted a conversation.
Okay, say something.
I put an extra scoop of ice cream in them. I hope you like them that way.
Just right.
Yeah, just right.
Oh, Smitty was just saying you're new. I guess you just started.
This is my first day. We just moved to Hilldale. My mother went to school with Mr. Fredericks, who owns the shop.
Name?
Hmm? Oh, I guess we'll be seeing you around school. Oh, this is Smitty. I mean, Morton Smith.
Hi, Smitty.
Hi.
I'm Lori Wesson.
Oh, this is Jeff Stone. We're friends.
You're the first boys I've met in Hilldale. I mean, to know their names. Excuse me.
Lori Wesson.
How will I ask her?
Just ask her.
What if she says no?
Look, Smitty, this whole thing was your idea. Now do it your own way.
I'm sorry, I forgot to bring you spoons.
Lori? Jeff and I would like to ask you something.
Oh?
Would you like to go to the junior prom with me?
Smitty, we just met. You know, oh, I'd like to go.
Then it's a date?
When is it?
Next Saturday night.
In the high school gym. Will you go?
I won't know anyone.
Oh, you'll know Jeff. He's going to be there.
All right. Thanks, Smitty.
I better go. See you, Smitty.
So long, Jeff.
Bye, Lori.
Bye, Jeff.
Oh, Jan, you'll find some emery boards next to the cologne on Mary's dressing table. Help yourself.
Hi, Lori.
Oh, hi, honey. I didn't know you were home.
I wasn't. Jeff upstairs?
No, I haven't seen him all day.
Well, who is upstairs?
Jan Streeter.
Who?
Darling, you don't know her. They just moved in 3 doors down. She's just as cute as she can be, and I would like her to meet Jeff.
If you ask me, Jeff has all the girl problems he can handle.
Honey, he needs some help to get out of that dream world. He's mooning around here over a girl who doesn't really exist. And honestly, Jan is just adorable.
If you want to live dangerously, go ahead.
Well, what's wrong with introducing Jeff to a perfectly marvelous girl?
I wish you luck.
Mrs. Stein?
Yes, Janet?
Is that Jeff coming out the street?
Oh, well, just a minute, I'll see. Oh, yes, it is. Come on down. No, no, wait just a minute. I want you to make an entrance.
Mrs. Stone, I'm terrified.
Oh, well, honey, just relax. Well, you're home. Wait. Wait just a minute. I have a surprise for you. Someone wants to meet you.
Oh, Mom, not now.
Yes, now. It's a girl, and she's dying to meet you.
Oh, Mom.
Oh, Jeff. Now, I want you to meet her because she's adorable, so don't be ridiculous. Janet, you may come down now. Jan, this is my son, Jeff. Jeff, this is Jan Streeter.
How do you do?
Jan's going to be a next-door neighbor, practically. They've moved into the Kenyon house, three doors down.
Good.
Well, I'll let you two get acquainted. And I'll see you later, Jan.
How do you like Hilldale?
It's fine. Very nice.
We like it. It's a pretty good town.
I suppose if you live in a town, you like it.
Guess so.
I don't know anyone in Hilldale except Mrs. Stone.
You'll get acquainted.
I suppose.
You're gonna twist that button off.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You want to sit down or anything?
No, I better go. I shouldn't have come over. I embarrassed you.
No, you didn't. I'm glad you came over.
Well, I'm not. I had to come over here because my mother made me. Just the same way your mother made you stand down here and be introduced to me. Well, I'll never do it again. And I don't care if any boy in Hilldale ever looks at me.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't feel that way. I'm not so good at meeting new people either. I know how you feel being in a strange town and all.
Don't feel sorry for me.
Well, who's feeling sorry for you? Why don't you listen a minute?
I'm going home.
Will you listen?
I'm listening.
Now, do you know what a junior prom is?
Yes, I've heard rumors about them.
Well, our class is having one next Saturday night. You want to go?
With who?
With me. Any objections?
Yes.
Yes, you'll go, or yes, you have objections.
Both.
Pick you up at 7:30.
Good. I'll be ready about 8.
Coming to the prom with me wasn't as bad as you thought.
The evening isn't over yet.
You can start being nice to me anytime you want.
Well, what's the point? I like it the way it is.
Suit yourself.
Well, who cares about a boy you have to be nice to? This way's a lot more fun.
Hey, Smitty! Hey, there's Jeff. Come on. Hey, Jeff. Hiya, man.
Hi. When'd you get here?
A couple of minutes ago. Jan, this is Laurie Weston and Morton Smith.
How do you do?
He's better known as Smitty. Laurie and Smitty, this is Jan.
You must be new around here, too.
We just moved here.
The pretty girl population of Hilldale is really picking up.
Get him.
It's the nicest thing I've heard all evening.
Shall we trade dances?
To play that game called You Two Can Sing Along with the Band. I'd like a volunteer from the audience, please. very simple. Anyone can do it. Don't be bashful. Ah, here's a volunteer right here. Step right up. Go ahead, Jim. Come on. Here, get up here. What would you like to sing?
Dino, Keep Your Love.
Number 27, boys.
Don't stay. Don't stay. Don't stay at home when I go away. Don't waste your time with letters each day. You can have fun and see everyone that you wanna see. Just keep all your love alive, deep in your heart,
deep in your heart.
And don't give the key to anyone else but me.
How'd you get along with Jan?
Fine.
How did you like her?
Fine.
Did she have a good time?
It looked like it.
What do you mean?
She danced every dance with Smitty.
Well, what were you doing?
Woo.
Good night, darling.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.